Libertarians are gay, grower percent $20. Dave said this weekend he never asked you to apologize. Whether he said that or not, he and others have been going on their shows and saying it's good you're moderating your views. I don't know about you, but I'm sick of these lectures or backhanded compliments these people have been giving you. America first is the way.
Yeah, well, and I, if you watch the clip, this is why I hate these little debates. Because then it turns into, well, I didn't say that. Oh, but what you meant was, look, we all know what he said. And I like Dave, but what he said is, come on, you gotta take back the Hitler stuff. You gotta clarify. You gotta moderate it. And it's like, yeah, it's kind of missing the whole point, Dave. At the end of the day, he, like, even the way he talks about it, he says, oh, that Hitler shit, like it's the worst thing imaginable. And it's like, look, Dave, you're Jewish. I'm not. I don't think it's that offensive, and I don't care about it that much. And that's why I say those things. So for Dave, it's like important on some level that I clarify, oh, I don't worship Hitler. And I'm trying to get us to a point where people say, you know, Hitler is just like every other leader. It's like, okay, he was one of the villains of history, like Genghis Khan, like Ivan the Terrible, you know, but we're not going to be obsessed with it. And that's sort of the point. So I like Dave. I wasn't trying to be shitty when I said that, but it comes out, he's like, well, I didn't say that he should apologize. It's like, yeah, I know, but we all saw the clip. Like, we know what you meant. So.
Chris Knopf sent $50. You and Myron speak on being against dual citizenship. If that was enacted, but all the wealthy, powerful, influential Jews.
This is why, you know, suffice to say, it's like, and Dave is Jewish. It's just suffice to say, like, Dave is always going to care more about that than we will. As a Jew, he will always care more about that than we do. That's just like a rule, you know? In the same way that Italians are going to care more about gravy than, you know, white people, and the same way that blacks are going to care more about their music, you know what I'm saying? Like, Jews are always going to care more about Hitler and the Holocaust than white people do. That's sort of the point. That's why I said a year ago, me and Dave don't agree on everything. And this is kind of proving my point a little bit. And I hope that this is not going to cause a problem. I like Dave and I like talking to him. And I think he's a good man. I think he's honest. I think he's honorable. I think he has integrity. I think he's consistent. I think he's educated. He's well-read, you know. But this is an area where we genuinely have disagreement. And I don't like the little self-righteous thing that goes on. Where he's going to kind of take this track and say, oh, okay, well, we're going to moderate on the Hitler stuff, right? And it's like, no, I'm not, you know, like, and you don't really have moral high ground over me. You're agnostic. I'm a Christian. You're Jewish. I'm not, like, and I'm, maybe it's a little awkward. It's a little uncomfortable, but yeah, you're always going to be a little bit more. It's like a sensitivity. It's like black people with the N-word. Like, yeah, there's some black people that are going to let you say nigga. They're not going to beat you up, but there's also always going to be like a little, you're going to kind of give them a little side eye. Same with Jews in the Holocaust. And that's all I meant a year ago when I said, at the end of the day, I said this with Candace Owens. I said, at the end of the day, he goes around telling people his grandparents died in the Holocaust. It's always going to mean something to him. It's going to mean something more to him than to us. It is what it is. I don't think that's offensive. Everybody's real fucking sensitive. You know, no one wants to fight or whatever, but it's like, that's just true. So I'm not saying this is like an attack. I'm not attacking him. It's not I'm not insulting him, and I'm not trying to offend him. But, you know, I see this clip where he's like, he's basically saying, you know, because what did I, then this, I fucking hate this kind of stuff. Because then you go into, well, he said that I said and what he said and what he meant. And it's like, who fucking wants to talk like that? Faggots and women want to talk like this. That's why Candace Owens was so interested in it. Because it's just little gossipy bullshit. Well, you know, well, he said that I said that I, you know, and it's like, well, that's all bullshit, but he goes on the show with Clint Russell and he says, you know, well, what Nick said on his show is Ben Shapiro attacked me before I said the Hitler stuff. And Dave said, and I agree with that. He goes, but then I thought about it for a second and I said, but wait a minute. You really need to clarify that you're not a Nazi, that you're not a Hitler guy. I'll even pull up the clip if I can find it. Let me see. I get so mad about it because at the end of the day, it's like, you know what? You're Jewish. At the end of the day, it, like, enough said. Like, you're Jewish. Don't expect me to be as sensitive about the Holocaust as you are. You know? Let me see if I can find it. This is a clip.
There's a thing that I saw a clip of Fuentes the other day. And it was great. It was so funny. It was response to this Ben Shapiro, his last thing. And he goes, Ben Shapiro, I got nothing to fucking apologize to you for because all the clips you played of me were after I just asked this totally reasonable question. And then you fucking tried to ruin me. So suck my dick. And I watched that and I went, yes, I'm on Nick's side, you know? But then after you think about it, you go, okay, I'm on Nick's side. But it's kind of the same thing as going, oh, you could afford this, we could afford this. Like, okay, yes, yes, he was wrong then, but what about all the fucking kind of like Nazi shit that you now added to all of this?
This is what I'm saying. And for anybody that is questioning, like, well, why did you have beef with Dave Smith? Like, I never had beef with him as a guy, but I always said it's like shit like this, which is why we're never going to be one-to-one, okay? Yes, we broadly agree. We have broad agreement. But this is why we're never going to be the same. Because of that like demeanor, that message. And I clocked this a year ago and everybody said I was imagining this or I was being nitpicky or I was just straight up wrong. But this is what I'm talking about. We'll watch it again. I'll tell you exactly what I mean.
It was great. It was so funny. It was response to this Ben Shapiro, his last thing. And he goes, Ben Shapiro, I got nothing to fucking apologize to you for because all the clips you played of me were after I just asked this totally reasonable question and then you fucking tried to ruin me. So suck my dick. And I watched that and I went, yes, I'm on Nick's side, you know? But then after you think about it, you go, okay, I'm on Nick's side.
But
it's kind of the same thing as going, oh, you could afford this, we could afford this. Like, okay, yes, yes, he was wrong then. But what about all the fucking kind of like Nazi shit that you...
What about the Nazi shit? It's like, and what about it, dude? And what about it? What about it? You know? Seriously, what about it? We'll play the rest of the clip, but here's my point. The rest of America doesn't give a fuck about Nazis and the Holocaust and Hitler. We've moved on. Okay, what about it? Seriously, this is the United States. It's a 21st century. Hitler rose in Germany in the 30s, and the Holocaust happened in Poland. And that was 100 years ago. So what about it? Like, seriously. You know, and if you don't see me goose-stepping and wearing an armband and saying I'm a Nazi, then why do I need to answer? And like, seriously. What about it? What is this, like, prove you're not a Nazi? Tell me you're not a Nazi.
Now added to all of this, because it's not like, I just don't, you know, when I hear people going like, oh, whatever. I first was a little suspicious of this, but then I was like, oh, this is a better way to say it. I do go, look, this kid has blown up and he's pushed the Overton window further than anyone I've ever seen push it. And I've been around some really influential people. But the fact is that even now, I think it's better if he's going on Tucker Carlson's show and going like, well, look, I don't really mean the craziest shit I was ever saying.
Totally,
that was kind of like we were being hilarious and I was saying the craziest shit you could say. Now, I know that's not the easiest thing, especially when you're Nick Fuentes. That's a difficult thing to do because your whole brand is that I'm not a bitch. These other guys are bitches. I'm the most real motherfucker ever. And so if you ever walk off that ledge a little bit, it's like you're afraid you're going to lose your whole thing. But to some degree, you got to admit, dude, he's painted himself into a Nazi corner that's like, dude, this is going to turn off a lot of people if you can't find a way to go, I agree. Okay, I don't mean that because that is crazy.
Like what? What have I ever said? What is the craziest shit? I don't like this whole like, but you got to admit, you said some crazy shit. There's two categories of things I've said on my show. Things that are jokes and things that are true. And the things that are jokes, and everybody knows that. And the things that are true. And what have I said about Hitler? I said on the Alex Jones show many years ago, a few years ago, I said, I'm not a National Socialist, and I'm not a Hitler supporter or worshiper. I've said, but Hitler does not occupy my mind in the way that it does with these histrionic pro-Israel Jewish people. I said, because my moral universe is Christ and the devil, not Hitler and the Jews, okay? My moral universe is that we're Christian and our adversary is the devil. And Hitler, as far as we are concerned, is another in a long list of brutal tyrants, of which there have been many over the years. Stalin was brutal. Mao was brutal. Pol Pot was brutal. And people talk about, well, you know, what about the gas chambers? Well, to the extent that that's real, I find that hard to believe, but to the extent that's real, there have been atrocities committed and genocides committed in all times and all places. Let's acknowledge why Hitler casts the long shadow, because that confers a political benefit upon Jews. That's why. It functions as myth. It's myth-making, which is to say, they have created, and there is, don't kid yourself, there has been some artistic liberties taken with this to create this narrative that Hitler is the most evil man ever, and he tried to destroy the Jews, and that is why we have to have Holocaust museums everywhere, and we can never talk about white people, and we can never talk about Jews, and we can never, because we don't want another Holocaust. The post-World War II order was created contra Hitler for a reason. Let's acknowledge that. Whenever anybody says, how about white people are pretty impressive, huh? Hitler, Nazi. Whenever somebody says, America kind of was a white country, now it isn't. Hitler, Nazi. These Jewish people, they're pretty rich and powerful. What's up with that? Hitler, Nazi. Why do you think that is? In part, we have an open borders doctrine because of the Nazis. That's what it's based on. Bertrand Russell wrote that book, or whoever it was. I think that's who it is. Years ago, it was written with the Open Society book. Who wrote Open Society again? Karl Popper. Literally created after World War II, Popper critiques historicism, defends open society, liberal democracy. He argues Plato's political philosophy has dangerous tendencies towards totalitarianism. Let me see if it specifically says anything about Hitler here. I'm almost positive it's in there, but the whole point is, why do we have an open society? Because they said that's how we prevent another Hitler. Why do we have open borders? Why do we have pluralism? Why do we have tolerance? Why do we have all these things to prevent the rise of a Hitler? Authoritarian personality was the same thing. We can't have masculine men. We can't have patriarchy. We can't have racial solidarity. We can't have any of these things because that would cause the rise of another Hitler. And that's all I've said about the subject, which is we need to demythologize Hitler, demythologize the Holocaust. I've said, sure, maybe the Holocaust happened the way they said it did. Maybe it didn't. Who fucking cares? Why is that like dogma? Why is it dogmatic? The Holocaust happened exactly this way or else. Is anything else like this? Why is it that the swastika is worse than the hammer and sickle? Why is it worse to be called a Nazi than a communist? This is myth-making. We have to demythologize this stuff.
We want to have a country without having to explain why it's not Hitler, without this appeal to, you know, anti-Hitler, whatever. So people say, look, I'm not pro-Hitler. I don't care about Hitler. And because of that, they say, I worship him. I admire him. I'm a Nazi. I'm very clear. I'm America first. I'm a nationalist. I'm a Christian. My program is I want to end mass migration. I want mass deportations. I want a government informed by Christianity. I want to decouple from Israel. I want industrial policy. Like, this is what I talk about on the show. But because I don't have this mythological, I don't observe this mythological religion of Hitler and the Holocaust, they say I'm a goose-stepping Nazi. I'm Catholic. I'm a Catholic American born in 1998 in the United States of America. But if you don't observe the dogma of Hitler and the Holocaust, they say, oh, you're this, that, and the other. And that's the point. Now, to the extent that I make jokes about Hitler, or we say, you know, all my niggas Nazis, Heil Hitler. To the extent that we do that, it is basically to treat this in a sacrilegious way. It is to blaspheme this religion. It is to destroy the sacred cow, the idol of the Holocaust. That's the point of joking about it. But the things that I've said in a serious way don't need to be taken. I've never said anything serious I would take back. I've never said crazy shit that isn't obviously a joke, that isn't obvious edgelord, you know, we're trolling, it's a meme, it's whatever. And so when Dave says, oh, well, what about all this Nazi, fucking crazy Nazi shit? It's like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Are you one of them too? Is the next one going to be a struggle session? Am I going to have to come in and explain all the crazy Nazis? So, Nick, you said Team Hitler on Twitter once. So, Nick, you said this on Twitter. Like, seriously? That's a part that pisses me off. And I don't like hearing about it because I expect that people should just kind of get that. Like, I'm not on board with this whole, like, Holocaust Hitler religion. Yeah, I don't, look, I mean, I'm really kind of ambivalent. Hitler's fascinating. That time is fascinating. Just like everything was fascinating. The Bolsheviks, the Nazis, Stalin and Hitler. It's history. It's all fascinating. And, you know, that's not my religion, you know? My religion is Christianity. And history is what it is. And we study Napoleon and we study Alexander the Great and we study Caesar and we study all these figures. We study Henry VIII. We study all the figures, Bismarck. And yes, we have an academic interest in Hitler and Stalin too, but it's not our religion. And as Americans, we need to step outside the shadow of that time period. And that's not a dog whistle to say, oh, it's time to start wearing brown shirts. It's to say, like, that exists in the Jewish consciousness. It doesn't exist in ours. That's a Jewish bedtime story. It's not a bedtime story for us. Americans should get interested in America. Why is every fucking movie about the Holocaust? Why is everybody so fucking obsessed with? That's the grand irony. It's projection. I care about America. I care about the conflicts of the 21st century. I care about American and European history. And they, these Jewish people that are obsessed because that's their trauma, that's their story, that's their struggle. You know, my bubby died in the Holocaust. Okay, sorry. I'm sorry for you. Just like slavery and, you know, it's just like annoying. It's the same way that all of black culture is fixated on like minstrel shows. You know, you watch something by Donald Glover or Jordan Peele, and all of their cultural output is about Jim Crow and slavery. From Jordan Peele, another horror movie about Jim Crow and slavery. No, we don't fucking care. That's your obsession. You're obsessed with like black lawn jockeys and minstrel shows and how everything is secretly racist. You know, Donald Glover, This Is America. No one cares. That's them. They're obsessed and preoccupied with, you know, redlining and the Klan and slavery. And everybody else is like, what? What are you talking about? Like, no one cares. That does not exist in our consciousness. That's yours. And the same is true of Jews in the Holocaust. Frankly, we're just sick of hearing about it. Yeah, we want to make jokes about it because we don't give a shit about it. It happened a long time ago, and it's not, we're not obsessed with it. Same with slavery. Same with all the colonizer shit. You know what white Americans are interested in? They're interested in Master and Commander, the Roman Empire. They're interested in the Age of Exploration. They're interested in ancient Rome, ancient Greece. They're interested in the American Revolution, Manifest Destiny. That's what Americans are interested in. You know what Americans are preoccupied with? The Roman Empire. That's when we say our Roman Empire, we're preoccupied with that. You know, and many, many American men are preoccupied with. Some are even interested in World War II from the perspective of, yes, the Nazis. They're like, wow, the engineering's really interesting. The story's really interesting. Or they're preoccupied with other episodes in European history, like World War I or the Cold War or whatever, the Napoleonic Wars. But what we are sick and tired of is another Jew coming around and saying, wait a second, did you joke about the Holocaust? Because it's like, shut the fuck up. And so, you know, I like Dave. I consider Dave a friend. But that is like, you know, there's a little friction there. Because when he says that on the show and he's like, well, what about the crazy Nazi shit you said? I'm like, who cares? I've said a lot of provocative stuff about everybody. I've said provocative stuff about everybody. I've said provocative, offensive things about Polish people, about Southerners, about Mormons, about blacks, about women, about men, about married people. I've said provocative stuff about everybody. That's sort of that's what the show is. It's politically incorrect, it's uncensored, it's supposed to be that way. But you know, the only thing that I hear about is, oh, the Nazi stuff. Well, isn't that sort of the thing? Isn't that sort of the point? It's like America, this show is like a safe space for Americans. This is where Americans can joke about everything and anything, and we don't feel beholden to anyone and anyone. And then every now and again, somebody butts in and says, hey, well, what about those jokes about Jews that you make? And it's like, this isn't fucking about you. You know, for once, this isn't about you. This isn't about your boogeyman and your collective trauma about the Holocaust and your fucking bubby. This is about America. Notice, nobody ever says, how about all those fucked up things you say about Protestants or Eastern Orthodox or Slavs or English people or Southerners? You ever notice that? Because I make jokes about them too. I say, I do a Jewish accent. I do a Southern accent all the time. I say Slavic people are monkeys. It's a joke. I make fun of married people. You know, I make fun of Mexicans. My dad's Mexican. You know what I'm saying? But the one that they always say is, oh, what about the Jewish stuff? And that's sort of the thing, is it's like, if that's the only question you have to ask, maybe you need to look in the mirror. Maybe that's a you problem. So that's what I have to say. And then he turns around, and I like Dave. I'm getting a little animated here. This is not directed at him. This is just in general, the Nazi topic. I'm responding to all of, you know, they draw me in like a Nazi uniform and they say he worships Hitler. It's really a response to all that. So the animosity is not a Dave. But when Dave says stuff like that, it's sort of like, oh, okay. So that's how it is, you know? He goes, well, you got to admit, you said some fucked up Nazi shit and you need to clarify. And it's like, no, I really don't. Because everyone knows when I'm joking and when I'm serious. And the stuff that's jokes are jokes and the stuff that's serious is serious. And I don't need to take anything back. And I don't know why that is such a problem. The whole problem is that everyone is fixated on that collective trauma and not our trauma. That's the whole point. Everybody wants to get off of the subject of white genocide and say, well, what about the Holocaust? I don't know. It happened 100 years ago. It's over. The good news is it's over. The bad news is now we're being genocided and you're fucking privileged. Hello? I would say to Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin, the Holocaust is over. The bad news is now my race is being genocided. You have your own country. You are all rich. You are all powerful. We are discriminated against as whites. We are going extinct. We are not allowed to organize on our own racial identity and on that basis. I'm more interested in talking about that. That's sort of the whole point. Jews were being genocided. Now they are powerful. We are being genocided as whites. So, you know, as a white person, this is for white people, before you go and say, hi, I need to hear what Nick says about the Holocaust, you're in your own Holocaust. You're being boiled alive right now. And the same people that want you to express the dogma, I solemnly hate Hitler, like, they don't care that you're being genocided. They don't care about your neighborhood. They don't care about your kids. They don't care about our future. They don't care about whether our countries are white. They don't care. But they want you to care about their Holocaust, which was over 100 years ago. Don't. Again, it's take your own side. So anyway, that's the whole point. And I was trying to say that a year ago and people didn't get it. Now I think it's quite obvious. You know, and Candace was like, so you hate him because he's Jewish? And it's like, no, I don't hate him. And I obviously we agree on a lot. But him being Jewish means like, yeah, that lives in his consciousness in a way that it doesn't for me. You know, if someone's a Nazi or what doesn't believe in the Holocaust, you think I give a shit? I'm American. You know, but for a Jewish person, you're going to be like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness gracious. That's sort of the point.